This is Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
14 minutes to go before we hit the 7 o'clock mark, and then we head into our second hour here on Kaya Biz. But today is Alan Gray Day, and of course, Alan Gray helping you secure your future. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. This is where we engage in conversations to help you navigate the world of finances, which can be intimidating at times, but because we speak to industry leaders like the ones at Alan Gray, this is where we help you understand the nuances and just some of the nitty-gritty of the facts and information that you need to be mindful of. Now, it's often said that two things in life are guaranteed, right? Death and taxes. Now, we can't necessarily determine the date and time of the former, but when it comes to taxes, we're definitely quite clear on the deadlines, on the time frames, and just exactly when one does need to submit. And given that we are in the beginning of our tax season here in South Africa, many more South Africans need to be a lot more mindful of the kind of deductions that might be allowed, and of course, making sure that you comply and legally pay your taxes, even though we do come from quite a difficult environment in the last 16 months being in this pandemic. But to hold our hands and guide us through understanding how SARS has also tried to make our lives easier by making sure that we can submit a lot of our claims and submissions for tax for the season virtually and through using digital services, we joined on the line by Carla Rousseau, who is the tax lead at Alan Gray. Carla, good evening and welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
I'm looking forward to this conversation because really tax does cause a lot of anxiety for us, right? As South African consumers, we tend to worry and stress and panic at times, especially when we don't have our ducks in a row. So maybe help us understand firstly the theme and the concept around auto assessments, which were introduced last year. And we understand that SARS is looking to implement this once again.
Yes, so that's correct. SARS have indicated that once again they will auto assess roughly about 3 million taxpayers this year. And this is based on information that they receive from employers, financial institutions, and other third-party data providers. So as you've correctly pointed out, they started with auto assessments last year, and the same will happen this year. They're going to use that information that they receive from third-party data providers, and they're going to pre-populate the data, which will include your employee information, income earned from your investments, tax-free savings information, all of that they will pre-populate in either auto assessments or in your tax, your normal tax return as a taxpayer.
Some might say that sounds easy because they're doing half the work for you, and others might be anxious because they might find other things that you might have been hiding. So how does one actually balance auto assessments? Should they be one of those South Africans who is selected to follow this process?
Yeah, so I really don't think it's something that to be afraid of if you're selected for auto assessment. So maybe let me just explain what exactly auto assessment is and how it works. Maybe that will help with some of the anxiety out there. So like I said, SARS uses information that they receive from third-party data providers that include Alan Gray to pre-populate tax returns, and then they create what we refer to as auto assessment. So if you've been selected for auto assessment, what will happen is that you will receive an SMS from SARS with a link to the e-filing website or the SARS Mobi app. Now, once you click on the link, you can review the auto assessment, and then you can choose to either accept the assessment or edit the assessment if you disagree with the information that's contained in that tax return. So if you accept the assessment, you've correctly pointed out, SARS then automatically submits a tax return on your behalf, and they issue you with a notice of assessment. So then you don't have to do anything else. Your tax return has been submitted automatically by SARS, and you are compliant from a tax return perspective. Mm-hmm. But what's very important is that when you accept that auto assessment, it's vital that you compare the pre-populated data with the tax certificates that you would have received from your employer or your investment manager or your medical aid provider, because people make mistakes, right? So there could have been a mistake made by a third-party provider when they send the information to SARS, or SARS could have pre-populated the information incorrectly, in error. So it's very important that before you click that accept or submit button, that you verify the data that's been pre-populated. Mm. And then I also want to encourage all listeners that's been selected for auto assessment to action the request. So if you've received the SMS from SARS indicating that you've been selected for auto assessment, please go into your e-filing profile, either accept the assessment or amend the return. The challenge is that if you don't respond to the auto-assessment, what will happen is that SARS will make an estimate assessment based on the data at their disposal. And what will happen then is that it could result in the taxpayer missing out on allowable deduction or perhaps having to pay in more tax than what's required. So it's very, very important that once you've been selected for auto-assessment, please do action the request. Like I said, either accepting it or amending the return.
And that raises a valid point as to understanding who might be selected for an auto-assessment, because there are a variety of players in the field, right? Some employed full-time, some who might not be. Who usually might get selected or be applicable to apply for an auto-assessment?
Yeah, so you're 100% correct. Not everybody will be auto-assessed. So it's not all registered taxpayers that are selected for auto-assessment. SARS have specific criteria that they use to kind of indicate or select the clients or the taxpayers that qualify for the auto-assessment. But if you do form part of this, what we refer to as the auto-assessment cluster, you will be notified by SARS via SMS. You don't have to worry, am I going to be auto-assessed or am I not? SARS will most definitely notify you via SMS. That you've been selected for auto-assessment. And like I said, if you've been selected, you don't have to accept it. You can amend the return and include additional information. You don't have to accept the auto-assessment in the form in which SARS pre-populates the information. You have the ability to edit the return before you submit, before you click submit.
And as you say, it's quite important to double check all of that information just to make sure that there aren't any errors that might have been made either by third parties or yourself in submitting the auto assessment. If you've just joined our conversation, we're talking all things to do with tax and the current tax season that we're in with Carla Rousseau. She's the tax lead at Allan Gray, helping us understand the concept around auto assessment. That's where third parties that you might have investments with, your bank account and your employer will pre-populate some of the information that they're able to share with SARS, and you as the taxpayer would naturally have to verify that and then continue to submit your tax assessment. You can continue to do this with, a support from a tax practitioner should you have any disputes, but remember to actually review and make sure that you double check the information that might be shared when it comes to an auto assessment. Carla, I'm keen for us to actually go back to the overriding theme of the tax season for this year. And I guess looking at the nuances that South Africans have been under, it's almost every second day here on Kaya Biz that we report of businesses shutting down, employees being retrenched or salary cuts taking place. And for some South Africans, this is the reality of their income that we need to be mindful of. Are these going to be certain considerations that will be taken into account for South Africans who might have had a gap of not being employed and not getting income, or those who are still retrenched and are currently unemployed, but yet are being called on to submit some kind of tax assessment? How does one need to navigate that?
Yeah, so in terms of who should submit a tax return, it's important to point out that not everybody who earned an income and paid tax during the 2021 tax year needs to file a tax return. So each year what SARS do is they issue a government gazette, which indicates you must file a tax return, including those that are not required to do so. So for the 2021 tax year, you are not required to submit a tax return if you've been notified by SARS that you're eligible for auto assessment, as we've just discussed, or if you've not been selected for auto assessment and your gross income consists of certain categories of income, then you're also not required to submit a tax return. The most common one that most taxpayers are familiar with is if your salary income doesn't exceed 500,000 rand. An important point out, that should be from one employer, and the employer deducted the required tax.
And if you have more than one employer, if I can jump in there with that one?
Yes, so if you have more than one employer, so if you maybe got retrenched halfway through the year and then you were lucky and you found another position with a different company, what that would mean is that you will be receiving two IRP5 tax certificates from two different employers. And in that instance, you will be required to file a tax return. So it's only when your remuneration doesn't exceed 500,000 rand, that's the first criteria, and if that remuneration was from one employer, that's the only category where you would then not need to file a tax return.
Let's talk deadlines, because we know that that's a very harsh reality we need to face when it comes to tax submissions.
Yeah, so the deadline for the submission of tax returns by non-provisional taxpayers is the 23rd of November 2021. Provisional taxpayers have until the 31st of January 2022. But having said that, I would really encourage all listeners to submit their tax return as soon as possible. So as soon as you have all your information ready, you've compared it to what is pre-populated in your return, you've received all your tax certificates, I would really encourage taxpayers to submit their return. The challenge we face is that e-filing system becomes quite congested the closer we get to the end of filing season. So the sooner you submit your return, the better. Then you know it's done and dusted, you don't have to stress about it anymore, and you know your return has been successfully submitted to SARS.
Don't try to squeeze it in there on the evening of the 22nd of November. You just might run into a few challenges there. But you raised a very important element, is again the gentle reminder regarding provisional taxpayers versus non-provisional taxpayers. And I'd just like us just to quickly decipher what the two are, as many South Africans might have moved or shifted categories depending on their working contracts or working environment at the moment.
Yeah, so that's a very important distinction. So majority of salaried employees are what we refer to as a non-provisional taxpayer. So they only receive salary income, and the majority, if not all of their taxes, are paid by their employer by SARS, or is settled by the employer to SARS. Provisional taxpayers are taxpayers that are usually commission-based, or they could be a salaried employee, but they also receive investment income, for example, dividends and interest, or they have a property and they receive rental income. That is what they are, what we consider provisional taxpayers. And so that's really the difference between the two. Your non-provisional taxpayer is normally your you know, salaried employee. So simple, one employer that deducts your taxes and pay it over. And provisional taxpayer is someone that earns income other than their normal trade or their salary income. And they are required to pay those taxes. It's like a self-assessment tax. They are required to pay those taxes themselves to SARS twice a year.
Fantastic. Before we wrap up, though, Carla, I'm keen for you to share any tips that we need to be mindful of as we do continue in the filing season. We've heard of reports of people wanting to claim deductions from working from home but not having a home office, and we know that there's certain rules and regulations there. But broadly speaking, any tips and themes that we need to be cognizant of, especially given that we're submitting in a very unusual time in the course of this pandemic and ongoing lockdowns?
Yeah, sure. I mean, actually, there's a lot of tips, but I'll keep to three. The first one, I think, and we've spoken about it extensively, is just to make sure that you compare all your information, you verify all the information that's been pre-populated. Your auto-assessment, for example, assumes that all the information that's been provided by a third party was, number one, correct, and that it was pre-populated correctly. So it's very, very important that you make sure that the information that is in your tax return compares to what you see on your tax certificate before you press the submit button. Then secondly, I think it's also important to point out what we've noticed is that not all information is pre-populated by SARS. And so if you see in your tax return that certain information is missing, please do proceed and edit your return manually. You do have the ability to edit your return and include all the information that's not pre-populated. So don't just assume that SARS has pre-populated everything. In some instances, they don't. So it's up to the taxpayer to then manually include that information. And then lastly, I think, you know, this year we've seen, as you've also pointed out, a completely virtual tax filing season. Mm-hmm. So SARS is really encouraging all taxpayers to make use of their digital platforms. And also they've made an e-booking process available, or you have the ability to book appointment with a SARS consultant online, given that the SARS offices are now closed. There's also a rich amount of content on the SARS website. So
yes,
please, I would encourage all listeners, please consult their website. And I really want to wish everybody good luck with filing their returns. It's really not something to be stressed about or to create anxiety. There's a lot of information out there that can assist taxpayers with completing their returns.
Thanks so much, Carla. We'll have to leave it there for today. A lot of information that we've absorbed, but we certainly have been taking notes. That's Carla Rousseau. She's the tax lead at Allen Gray, helping us understand how to navigate this current tax filing season. Helping you secure your future was brought to you by Allen Gray. Allen Gray is an authorized financial services provider.